This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Still rocking and rolling here on, I was going to say, this Saturday morning edition of Overtime, but technically this isn't Overtime. This is just Liddell Willingham riding around with you here on a Saturday afternoon in the DMV. It's kind of gloomy out. Chris, the other night we were in here together, and I didn't tell you, I should have told you this before the show started, but obviously we had our own mishaps that we were dealing with before the show actually got started. But, you know, remember it was thundering and lightning the other night.
Oh, yeah. I love the thunder and lightning.
I hate it. It's awful. to be 6'2", 270 pounds and scared of thunder and lightning, don't judge me, and I won't judge you. But, dude, I'm sorry for everybody that had to deal with me on the road the other night. I mean, and I'm not proud of this. Dude, I'm in a rental car right now, obviously. If you all been listening to me every time I'm on, you know the story I told a couple of weeks ago about what's going on with my car and a certain car brand that I don't want to bash here on the air, but they ain't doing right by me. And I'm in this rental car, and it's one of the perks of the rental car. It's a 2026, so it's like got up. My car is a 2020. So it's like I'm not too far behind, but this is a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? I've got Sirius XM in there. I got touchscreen. It's just it's awesome. It's very, very cool to the point where it's like, keep my damn car. But when I was driving around the other night, I was so scared, man. And I never get too political. I never get too religious here on the air, but I'm a God-fearing man. I'm very proud in my faith. And I definitely am a big proponent of the man upstairs. My trials and tribulations that I've overcome in my life, I feel like I'm a walking testimony. But it just shows you what you do in times of fear and despair. I turned it on Sirius XM channel 64, Kirk Franklin Gospel Radio. And when I say I'm praying that I don't get hit by lightning while swearing at the same time, it was very unique. Anybody out there that is prayed out of fear, you understand what I'm talking about here. Man, it was.
You get so scared from the rain,
do,
man.
Do you know it? Okay, don't try to make me seem like some big wuss by saying the rain. I'm not
scared. It's a little silly, man. It's a little
of
silly.
The rain. It's the lightning. I'm going to even be specific because the thunder doesn't do anything for me. It's the lightning. Now, I read a tweet while we were on the air the other night, and the tweet said, attention, D.C., Maryland, Virginia residents, but really they were just talking about D.C. and Maryland. There's no severe thunderstorm alert that was put out, but the lightning is expected to consistently reach ground level. And if you are watching the news over the past couple of days, things got hit. Trees got hit. There was a dude doing DoorDash that damn near got hit on someone's porch. I don't know what county that was in, but like, man, I'm driving through the rain the other night, man. I'm cutting people off. It was backed up on this bridge, and I'm riding in the emergency lane, like just acting a damn fool on the road out of fear, man. And I know some of you are probably like, damn, that guy's an idiot. Yes, I am an idiot when I'm in fear for my life. I felt like a storm chaser. You know those tornado chasers?
So you're basically panicked.
Dude, I was panicked.
Because of a lightning storm.
Dude, I'll be so honest with you. And this is why, look, I'm a man first when I do this. I'm going to tell you how a T.I. is. I ain't got nothing to hide. I'm a man and a human, just like all of you are. I'm damn near in tears, bro. Like, I am that fearful of lightning. And as I'm seeing it happen, the sky is lit up like the damn, like a damn disco ball in terms of like how
That's
much
so
lightning.
That's so awesome, though.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's awesome.
Anybody that likes thunder and lightning, you are a sick creep. Honestly. Oh, I'm literally getting anxiety thinking about the other night right now. I swear, when they say, I swear for the Lord, you should have put the chorus behind me for this segment. But no, like,
My 3-year-old, her favorite X-Man is Storm, and she always runs around the house saying she's shooting lightning bolts at me, and you'd be running away from my little 3-year-old.
Oh, your 3-year-old would have me in hell. Your 3-year-old would be literally torture to me. That's awesome, though. If you have the same fear, because I want to honestly, what if I can, like, start a community and be the voice of reason for those that are scared of lightning out there? If you're scared of lightning out there, you're not alone. I'm 6'2", 275 pounds, and I damn near was in tears the other night driving through lightning. If anybody out there, do you or someone you love been affected by lightning? If so, call us at 1-800-636-1067. That's real deal, though, man. Y'all can say whatever you want.
Are you scared of the Northern Lights?
Isn't that like some new flavor of, like, weed? Northern Lights.
Oh, man. You never heard of the Aurora? Man, sorry. The Aurora Borealis before?
No, I've heard of Bora Bora, though.
No.
1-800-636-1067. I want to let you hear for more of Terry McLaurin, but before we do that, let's get out to my main man.
I'm going
to
get a large diet.
Jim, what else are you ordering, brother? I love this. You have to tell us what you're ordering. You have to.
I'm so sorry. You guys got on a tangent. I called it about Terry McLaurin, and I got to tell you something really quick.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I'm a hiker. I'm actually in my 50s. I carry a pack. I do the Appalachian Trail, Virginia. In a storm about 5 years ago on Hawksbill Mountain in the Shenandoah National Park, all trees in the summer coming down. Literally, I'm about to go up a hill, and I'm not exaggerating, 50 feet away, a lightning strike comes down. Right in front of me, I see the whole thing. It wasn't the thing where I felt my hair or anything like that. But I was so, and I'm out in the woods many times. I was so freaked out.
Dude, that's.
I put my pack down, and I didn't move for 30 minutes.
Dude, it's something that's like, almost would give you like paralysis, man. Like, dude, I'm God bless you, honestly, for being able to overcome that. And I'm glad that you were able to stay safe ultimately. But like. Dude, it's crazy, and you're someone that hikes, so you're like subject to this. You know that when you're going out, but like, it's still tough, man. I feel for you, brother.
Well, I love your faith, and I'll be honest. I've run into rattlesnakes, I've run into bears, I've run into anything, but going into lightning is the worst,
man.
Well, anyway,
yes, go ahead. What do you got? What do you got on Terry?
Okay, let me just say this: if anybody in Washington believes we're going to go to another NFC Championship without Terry McLaurin on this team, they're in a different planet. They're going to get struck by lightning with me. The bottom line is, I think what he's doing is what every player in the NFL would do. I mean, he's a top 10, top 20 receiver in the NFL. My disappointment is with Peters. I don't know how in the world they couldn't have seen this coming 3 months, 4 months, 2 months away.
Yeah.
And have a number that is salary cap friendly, that's not Lockett at 33.5 with $60 million guaranteed, but is something that's over $30 million where you're like, okay, we'll do $31 million, and then we're going to pack some incentives so you'll get more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We lose $2 million on our salary cap for 3 years. We know he's 30 years old, but I don't get it. I really don't get it from being someone who's practical, God-fearing. I have no friggin' idea.
And you know what, though, Jim, too? What stood out to me this week about it all was the tone in which Terry McLaurin spoke with, man. Hearing the frustration, watching the YouTube video of it so you can see facial expressions was even more eye-opening for me. But before we let you go, Jim, can you do you mind divulging the order, brother? I'm hungry here this morning. What you got?
I'm sorry, I am so friggin' weak. It's basically every morning I go to work and I get an ice cold Diet Coke.
Okay.
$1.58. I don't go to Starbucks and spend $7. I do my $1.58 at McDonald's.
I dig it.
And just I'll let you go, but I love your show, and I love listening to you in the evenings when I'm coming back.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man, for sure. I always appreciate you calling, brother.
I do, too. All right, have a great day.
Enjoy the rest of your day, brother. 1-800-636-1067. We caught him in the middle of a Diet Coke order. At least he was honest about it. You know, some people lie when they get on the radio. Diet Coke. That's going to get me on another tangent. I know if that caged animal, Chris Russell, is out there roaming around, he's getting a lather hearing people talk about diet soda. I just don't get the fixation that people have with diet soda. I understand that it's healthier than regular soda, but it's nasty.
Ish. It's healthier-ish.
Healthier-ish. Well, I know that zero sugar is the way that a lot of people try to go.
It's lower calorie, I think, is the main thing, right? And it's NutraSweet instead of the yeah.
There are different variations of the healthy soda. I just am like, when I crack open a soda,
that's a stretch for the word healthy, though. That's,
yeah,
it's like being like healthy candy. It's like, well, it's slightly less bad for you than another candy, but it's not still candy, you know?
Yeah, it's like anyway. The thing about I had a catheter ablation back in my, I think it was going into my sophomore year of high school, and I have this condition. It's called SVT. It's supraventricular tachycardia, and it'd be random times before I had the procedure done in ninth grade that, like, I'd be sitting down in, like, cooking class, and my heart would jump to, like, 275, 280, talking about my heart rate. And after that, one of the things, it's something that was common, honestly, amongst adolescents. I had the procedure done by Dr. Charles Barule, one of the best in the nation through Children's Hospital. They're awesome. Helped me get back on my feet and continue, you know, playing football healthy. But the reason I say that is, like, one of the things that I had to give up while we were trying to figure out what was wrong was caffeine. So my relationship with soda has been different ever since. So if I'm about to crack open a soda, Incremental Chris, you see it, I cracked open a Mountain Dew this morning because – that's my way of doing business in terms of, like, that's my coffee. I say it all the time. I've never had coffee before.
I don't drink coffee, and I don't drink soda either, bud.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I know you'll crack a brewski open, though, when it's appropriate
time. I have a nice beer.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves
I have a nice beer.
Beer.
Not at work, but yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. But so my relationship with soda is different now. But when I crack a soda, like, I want a soda. I don't want no, like, a diet soda. It's like imitation. 1-800-636-1067. Dion is in Herndon. Wants to chime in. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, man?
What's
hey, brother.
On?
I feel you on the light, man. I had to call it. Listen, man. My fiance, we have an ongoing argument with our dog walking at night.
Okay.
You know, I got the night shift.
Okay.
You know, supposed to. I literally was telling her, I cannot walk this dog tonight. It's the lightning. Man, it literally looked like someone was flicking the lights on
man,
and off.
I'm telling you.
I'm like,
hey,
I can't do it.
I feel you, brother. Dion said, hey, not tonight, baby. You had to do this one tonight.
She thought I was trying to be lazy. She thought I was being lazy. I'm like, no, it's not. This night is not happening. I mean, because for me, if he don't go to the door, he ain't going out. You know what I mean?
Now it's the dog fault. Ain't that something? Golly.
I'm just saying, man, the dog is he's house trained. If he don't go to the door, you know what I mean? It's no point. That's what we argue about every night. And he did not go to the door. But I'm like, all right, let me go before.
But the dog knew what was up. You know,
106.7.
What just happened? Oh, God. That was lightning right there. That was lightning in a bottle. Now, the dog knew what it was, though. That's why he didn't go to the door. He seen what was going on outside.
Exactly, man. So I feel you. Whenever you start this group, you got a member right here, man. And lastly, I want to say, man, like, bro, I appreciate everything you do, man. Like, these fans, like, I'm not a Commander fan, but obviously I live in the area.
For sure.
But they don't realize yet. I mean, you got to keep it real, bro.
Got
like
to, man.
These folks, they emotional. I get it, but man, keep keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Hey, appreciate you as always, brother. 1-800-636-1067. We're having a good time here as we take you up at noon Eastern time here on The Fan. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, comes your way at that point. We'll continue to let you hear from Terry McLaurin as we roll throughout the show. Elijah, Greg, Steve, I see you on the line. I heard from Elijah in a little while. Definitely got to get to him when we come back. I also want to divulge the contract details for our guy Von Miller coming up on the other side of the break as well. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped in to the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up the noon Eastern time before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. Make sure you keep it live and local all afternoon. Following Doc Walker, our pal Denton Day, going to lead you in the Nationals baseball game number 2 out of the All-Star break for the fellas. Rough ninth inning last night for Kyle Finnegan, and that ultimately was, you know, the undoing for this group. His meltdown that we saw last night, the timing of it, is the best way that I can put it. Really, really awful when you consider, you know, what his trade value is and what they're ultimately looking to do with him. There are only so many veterans that'll have, you know, value at the deadline coming up here in a couple of weeks for the Nats. And Kyle Finnegan, seemingly, it feels like daily, is hurting his value, hurting his stock. We'll talk about the Washington Nationals in more detail as we roll throughout the show. We'll also have a guest stop by before we get out of here as well. Like, I have Varun Shankar, who covers the Wizards for the Washington Post. He is going to join us. And I'll ask him similar questions to as we were asking Josh Robbins the other night. I was frustrated by the fact that the Wizards youngins did not participate in every summer league game. I get it's just summer, but when you're trying to establish a culture and things of that nature, I think competing any chance you get is paramount. We'll see what Varun Shankar thinks about that coming up at 11:30. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Your thoughts on where things stand between Terry and the Commanders? The specific question is this. Do you think what's happening right now is just negotiating, or do you think things can really have a chance to get ugly here when it comes to Washington and McLaurin? 1-800-636-1067. We'll also get you Dante Fowler's contract value coming up here momentarily as well. But first, let's go to Elijah out in D.C. wants to check in. What's going on, Elijah?
Yo, what's going on, man?
What's going on,
buddy? Thanks for taking my call, man. First off, I saw a video yesterday, and you all in your end can fact check this. I don't know if this was taken before or after, but I saw a video of Noah Brown, running around.
Yeah, so I think that was from yesterday. I'll be real. When I saw that, I immediately began to text some people because what I was told about Noah Brown is he was going to potentially have to start on PUP. Now, him being right. able to do what he was doing yesterday doesn't necessarily mean he won't start on PUP. The injury right. he suffered in mandatory minicamp and the audible noise that he let out as he was getting carted to the locker room made you feel like his status for camp was going to be in jeopardy. We'll obviously find out coming up on Tuesday when veterans right. report whether or not yeah, they yeah. put him on that PUP list or not.
Yeah. But boy, man, I say that to say his availability, I'm saying that he's connected to Terry in some way. His availability can really really unlock just the entire offense because I think he gives them a legit number two option.
Yeah.
So coming around, we have to really talk about what is the production level that we have to have from Terry to say that this is makes sense. What do we need from him as they move forward? What is the offensive identity as a collective, as a unit, as an offense? What do they actually need from their number one? And I don't know as us as a fan base if we are truly clear of what they actually need from him. Okay, so it's like, are we saying that we need last season? We need that's the snapshot of moving forward. Yes, maybe, you know, I'm not saying he can't do that, mm-hmm. but what do we need from our one? And I don't know if we're all clear.
I think that's a good point. Because I feel the same way because I think the touchdowns is probably, I don't know, how do you view it? I feel like the touchdowns, that was the big thing that excited me last year with him because that's been a part of his game that's kind of been lacking and behind. So for me, it's like, can I get the production from the touchdown standpoint?
Because for me, he's a guy that off the line, his skill set is a little bit different. Like when you look at Malik Nabers, off the line, they have like a different type of foot speed to get that immediate off the line. I'm not saying he can't get you off the line his own way, but he's like a real tough, how he moves and out of his route.
For sure. Yeah.
It's not about just he'll get you burning on the other end. So it's like trying to figure out what do we need? Do we need him crossing the field? Do we need him running down? Like, what do we need from Terry?
What I think, Elijah, and I appreciate your call as always, the role that Terry McLaurin plays in this offense, and I think it's going to be even more important this year because De'Ami Brown is missing. He was your big play guy last year. And that's the one area that this offense has to improve in, the explosives. Like, they must be better in that department. And I think Terry represented that for them last year. So, to me, man, like, that's the role that he's going to play. Like, he's going to be your explosive play guy. And I think that's necessary. And here's why. Think about last year. They did it, but I don't know how sustainable it'll be moving forward. How many drives last year did we see that went 15, 16 plays last year for the Commanders? Like, that to me is – obviously, it's great that they were able to accomplish that. I don't know if it's something that's repeatable. I don't know if it's something that's sustainable. which is why, to me, bringing in Deebo Samuel, a big threat guy, big play threat, you know, definitely can help your offense out. Drafting Jalen Lane is going to be huge. That's why adding to the offensive line and giving Jaden more time to throw the football and push it vertically, right? Like, that's all a part of this thing. But to answer what Elijah said, yeah, man, like, to me, McLaurin statistically, what does he need to do to live up to a $33 million a year contract? I need more of last year. And to take it a step further, Elijah, because I love you for bringing that point up, to take it a step further, like, last year's got to be, like, the baseline, you know? Last year's got to be the baseline of what you're going to be moving forward at a value of $33.5, $34 million, if that's ultimately the price tag. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I keep promising you that we'll get to Von Miller and the contract, the incentive-laden contract that was given out to him by the Washington Commanders. Before we do that, though, let's get to Peter in Wilmington. Who wants to chime in? What's going on, Peter?
Hey, guy. Great show, as always. You know, I'm appreciate thinking you. Like this. McLaren's a great player, and we need him, no doubt about it. He's second best player on the team. But looking around the teams, your producer said they might want to go to New England. I don't want to go to New England if I'm McLaurin. You know what I mean? You're finally on a team that's going to make a move. So stay where you're at. If you're going to get a couple, you know, we get $30 million, $31 million a year. I mean, you know, I don't think he's got to come back down to earth. He's a great player. We need him 100%. I think he'll get signed either way. But where is he going to go? Who's going to take him? If he goes to New England, he's got to deal with Buffalo. He's got to deal with the Jets. You know what I'm saying?
And Miami's good. I guess your point is, Peter, and I think I totally agree with the big picture, brother, the grass ain't always greener is what you're saying.
Exactly. And, yeah. And the grass is green here in Washington now. That you got a quarterback that they're saying he's top five, possibly going to move up, you know, more. So, I mean, this is where you want to be. And I just think that he's being a little harsh on himself, and I think he's waiting for the amount of money he's going to end up signing with us. We can't get rid of him. He's a great person and a great player. And I always thought of him as a number one. You know, he had no quarterback for the last 8 years.
For sure,
he's been here.
Oh, he for sure is a number one. Anybody, Peter, anybody trying to debate whether or not Terry McLaurin is a number one, don't waste your breath.
And you know what, kind of, if I was the manager, I'd give him what he'd want. Now, I'm not the manager, obviously, but I would pay him. I would pay the man. I'm sorry, but he's got to look at himself in the mirror and say, hey, look, I've been here 8 years. Everybody loves me. You know, a career in Washington's better than a career in New England. A career in Washington's better than a career in anywhere else, maybe but New York.
Yeah.
For a black man, Washington, D.C. is the best place you want to retire at.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you, Peter, and I think you make a bunch of good points. I'll ask you this before I let you go, Peter, get you to make a prediction for us here. Do you think it ultimately gets resolved, or do you think this thing is going to get ugly?
No, it's going to get resolved, no problem. It's going to be resolved. The Commanders, you know, Peters, and they understand what they have here. You know, you're going to start – you don't sign him, and then you give Von Miller that contract. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't sound good.
Is that the vibe I'm giving you, Peter?
Yeah. You know, one thing about – I tell you what, you are so controversial, but I've loved you from the day you were taking part-time on the radio.
I appreciate
you,
man. You
need to be on the radio more, and you are. God bless you, Bill.
I appreciate you, Peter. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I told you I'd get you the contract figures, and I'll do so Peter doesn't have a damn heart attack out there in Wilmington. So I guess that at least Peter was honest with me, man. He said, look, man, you're making it seem like they paid him a lot. So here we go. This is according to John Keim of ESPN. The Von Miller edition, on its surface, not expensive. It's a one-year deal that'll pay him $6.1 million. This is the interesting thing, though, right? It's worth up to $10.5 million through incentives. So, obviously, when it comes to pass rushers, the number one incentive that, you know, they are traditionally rewarded off of is sacks. So, that's kind of how I'm looking at it here. When it comes to Von Miller, will he reach... Look, I'll say this, right? You can complain about the, you can say what you want about the contract figure. But if he gets to $10.5 million, if he earns those incentives, odds are he probably had a pretty damn good year. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, our position preview series continues. We'll take a look at this Commanders offensive line, a group that was highly scrutinized last year going into camp. What's the vibe around the big fellas this year as we get geared up for training camp starting on Tuesday? All that and more coming your way next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Training camp gets underway for the Washington Commanders coming up on Tuesday. That's when veterans will report to Ashburn. One veteran who may not report, the aforementioned Terry McLaurin. Definitely going to be the number one storyline heading into training camp next week, whether or not Terry McLaurin is going to be in attendance. Make sure you keep it locked on The Fan throughout Washington Commanders training camp. B. Mitch and Finley will be out there daily doing their program. I'll be out there, boots on the ground most days as well, bringing you wall-to-wall coverage. So make sure you keep it locked right here on The Fan to get your fix and to scratch that Commander's itch as we work our way throughout the summer getting geared up for the regular season. It should be a special regular season when you consider what Washington was able to accomplish last year, punching their ticket to the NFC Championship game for the first time since the 90s. Super special season, and honestly, and I wonder if anybody else out there in the Youngest in Charge movement can attest to this. As a 27-year-old, like I didn't think last year was possible. I honestly didn't. There were times last year sitting in this studio doing Burgundy and Gold in-game live with my guy Denton Day where, like, I was damn near moved to tears by what I was seeing. Like, to see that team be as resilient as they were last year. And I know people continue to, you know, refer to this group as clutch. I think clutch is a good way to describe them. They're resilient as well. When you think about the 5 fourth quarter comebacks to end the year, winning at the last minute, trusting each other in those, what Dan Quinn likes to call winning time moments, I just think it says a lot about the character and culture that's been built thus far under Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, and the hope is that it can continue. Now, the one thing that I love about this group, and really is why Adam Peters, to me, man, he can do no wrong in my book. I know everyone's pissed off about Terry. We all want to see a deal get done. But, man, Adam Peters is gone to work since he's been here in our nation's capital. He has gone to work. Now, he didn't sit on his hands. I think the Commanders had as good of an offseason as anybody in the National Football League when you consider the draft, free agency, and then the trades that they made. Them revamping this offensive line the way that they did, I think is going to end up paying off major dividends. Honestly, I think the run game gets better. I think the run game gets better. I think that the passing game ultimately gets better. There are so many different ways to me that this offensive line changing will help out this offense. The screen game, I think, gets better. It's all a part of the process, man. And I think them revamping this offensive line ultimately raises the ceiling of this team, and it protects the most important asset in the organization, that is Jaden Daniels. Pro Football Focus put out their offensive line rankings for the 2025 season, and I think it's something that they'll put out each and every week. The Washington Commanders in this revamped offensive line, honestly getting slighted, in my opinion, by Pro Football Focus. They don't have them in the top half of the NFL. PFF has this Commanders offensive line coming in ranked 19th in all of the National Football League, and the excerpt and explanation is as follows. The Commanders offensive line was a pleasant surprise in 2024, and the unit should only get better with Laremy Tunsil now in the fold. The veteran left tackle is still a pass-blocking menace, earning an 89.1 PFF pass-blocking grade last year, fourth best amongst 80 qualifying offensive tackles. And then it goes on to finish up by saying, this unit's true standing will depend on how quickly right guard Sam Cosmi can return after suffering a torn ACL in January. So, I'll be honest, I think this ranking is garbage. On paper, let's just start off with that. Week one, at home, against the Giants, when you're lining up against Sexy Dexy and Darius Alexander and Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau and Abdul Carter, saying it out loud makes me realize that pass rush is ferocious in New York. And this Commander's offensive line better be ready for it. They're going to get tested right out of the chute. But I think the week one starting offensive line is as follows. I think it's Laremy Tunsil at left tackle. I think it's Brandon Coleman at left guard. I think it's Tyler Biadasz at center. The right guard spot's going to be interesting. That's where the competition is going to exist at. I think right now it's down to two guys. I think it's either going to be Nick Allegretti or Nate Herbig. And then at right tackle, I assume it's going to be Josh Connerly Jr., but it could also be Andrew Wiley. Now, what I'm curious to see, too, when we get to camp is whether or not they give Wiley the opportunity to kick inside to play guard. Because if you remember what I reported back during mandatory minicamp, and obviously it's mandatory minicamp, so like you don't want to read too much into it, but it's not a nothing burger to me. When it came to Andrew Wiley, first and foremost, Laremy Tunsil didn't participate in the team drills. He was off to the side working with trainers, doing conditioning, all that. The left tackle that they put out there with the first team offense was Andrew Wiley. Now, he hadn't played left tackle here in D.C. since he's gotten here. So, seeing him in that role, honestly, was interesting. I feel like if he can be the swing tackle, it solidifies him a roster spot. If not, I think Trent Scott and him very much competing for that swing tackle role. Now, I just read you what I think the starters are going to be up front for Washington's offensive line. Like, does that group give you confidence? It should. it should. The key caveat and the key, I don't even want to say key caveat, the key piece of this Commanders offensive line to me is going to be, how does Josh Connerly Jr. get acclimated to the National Football League? And I said it when they signed Von Miller the other night. I'm excited about what Von can bring on the field. Also excited to see him go up against Josh Connerly Jr. in training camp. If you're a young rookie tackle, what better way to get acclimated to the National Football League than by going up against the first ballot Hall of Famer each and every day? So I'm excited about that, but there are levels to Josh Connerly. I thought the footwork, watching him up close to person during the OTAs and mandatory minicamp, he's surgical, man. I mean, hands and feet always aligned, doesn't overextend, plays with great leverage. What I'm curious to see with him is the play strength. That was the knock on him coming out of college, the play strength. And he's had a lot of time between draft day and the start of the NFL regular season to improve his play strength. I'm curious to see how much bigger he looks from the end of mandatory camp to the start of training camp on Tuesday. Curious about it all. Now, they're already here in town. Rookies had to report on Friday. So he's in there working, trying to get better. I'm excited about it all. But he, talking about Connerly Jr., like, he's the key to the offensive line to me. If he can be, you know, average to above average as a rookie and not be the weak link, I think we'll be good. The other spot is this, that guard spot that you have at right guard, waiting for Sam Cosmi to come back. Can the guys that you have in-house steady the ship until Cosmi's ready to come back? That's the big question. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's get our guy Watts and Landover in real quick while we got some time. What's up, Watts?
Hey, how you doing, Linnell?
Good, brother. How you doing?
All right. Hey, look, I'm a diehard Commanders fan, but I think, no question, they're going to sign McLaurin. I think the Commanders had a checklist. And I think what their checklist was is, we're going to deal with McLaurin, see if he signed. He didn't sign, okay, let's put him on hold, because we know he ain't going anywhere right now. Now, let's sign the second-round pick, okay? They signed him, check. Mm-hmm. Now we need a defensive end. Okay, which one we want? Von Miller? Let's see if we can sign him. Okay, we signed him. Check. Now we can go back to McLaurin and give all our concentration towards him. And that's exactly what I think they're doing. Because you're not going to let him go. I mean, you don't have anybody else.
Well, that's... and I hear what you're saying, not to slight other receivers in the room, but I get your overall point. Like, you don't have another number one wide receiver on this roster. Now, I will say this, Watts. I think that Debo Samuel is going to have a massive, massive impact on this offense, and I think we may be underestimating how impactful he'll ultimately be.
Yeah, Debo's good. Yeah, but we don't know what Debo we're getting. So we're looking at the Debo for San Francisco from years ago. We don't know what kind of Debo we got. We're just speculating.
I hear that.
He's going to be the same player. We don't know that.
Well, I'm going to speculate and tell you, if I was you, Watts, go put some money on Debo Samuel leading this team in touchdowns, if you can, because that's my bet for this year. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Varun Shankar, Washington Post Wizards reporter, going to join us coming up at 11:30. When we get back, though, want to let you hear from the closer of your Washington Nationals, Kyle Finnegan, after yesterday's meltdown in the ninth inning. The Washington Nationals got grand slammed by Manny Machado as they fell 7-2 to the Padres in their first game out of the All-Star break. When we come back, we will let you hear from Kyle Finnegan, who blew the game last night. Next on The Fan. Last night was frightening for Kyle Finnegan and the Washington Nationals. If you watch the Nats coming out of the All-Star break, encouraging performance all the way up until the ninth inning. Michael Soroka, 5 innings, 3 hits given up, 3 punch-outs, wasn't bad. The bullpen was pretty good outside of Jose Ferrer and Kyle Finnegan. It was also announced that Brad Lord going to get the 5th spot in the Nationals pitching rotation. Brad Lord has been honestly, one of the bright spots for the Nats this year. His story, I think, is just tremendous. And, you know, I love the fact that, you know, he's getting the opportunity. But the Nats last night, man, oof. It was rough, to say the least, is what I would say. That ninth inning from Kyle Finnegan, just rough. But I am excited to see, you know, Brad Lord get the opportunity every 5 days, man. He has shown a lot out of the bullpen. Really one of the, you know, rare success stories for the team when you think about it, man. Like, this is a guy that, honestly, at 25 years old, all of a sudden, like, depending on how he finishes up this year, you know, he's a piece that you want here long term. I think there's a lot of debate and convo about just how far the Nats are, but moments like last night show you that, like, hey, maybe they're not so close. It was tough, though, man. You feel for them, and Mike DiBartolo making his job hell of a lot harder. Talking about Kyle Finnegan getting absolutely rocked last night. And I'll be real about what happened to Kyle Finnegan. His slump heading into the deadline, first and foremost, is awful and a really tough spot to be in. Abrams hit a homer in the eighth, tied things briefly. Josh Bell, two base running errors, out at critical times in this game. But where this thing was, last night, though, the Josh Bell error last night, man, is just, was just tough. But Abrams hits a two-run game-tying homer off of all-star reliever Jason Adam. And then it's time for Kyle Finnegan to come in. And when you take a look at how Finnegan has performed in his last several outings, last two at least, it's been rough. Gave up five last night. Gave up three last weekend against Milwaukee. And before that, like, the month of July was okay for him. He's had a couple of blow-up performances. The one back in June against the Rockies at home was obviously awful and hard to watch. He's been rough, man. But last night was honestly as rough as it's gotten for a guy, Kyle Finnegan. Absolutely making a mess of the top of the ninth inning. Entered in a tie game. Departs a 7-2 game after serving up a grand slam to Manny Machado. And now all of a sudden, the ERA of Kyle Finnegan is 4.37 as we get geared up for Major League Baseball's trade deadline. Go out on a limb and say the value of Kyle Finnegan, not where it once was. I want to let you hear from the closer of the Washington Nationals, Kyle Finnegan. A little bit of an extended clip here, Metal Chris, but we'll rock with it here. You're hitting your wrist, meaning we should probably go to break. We'll get to it on the other side. We'll let you hear from Kyle Finnegan, who I thought was pretty transparent after just absolutely vomiting all over himself last night as the Nats got stunned last night in the ninth inning. Abrams hit a two-run shot in the eighth to tie it up. Kyle Finnegan served up an opportunity to close things out, and he went blah. We'll let you hear from the blah performer next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.